Easter, Week 5, Sunday, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Battle is o'er, hell's armies flee, raise we the cry of victory, with abounding joy resounding, Alleluia. Christ, who endured the shameful tree, our death triumphant welcome we, our adoring praise outpouring, Alleluia. On the third morn from death rose he, clothed with what light in heaven shall be, our unswerving, faith-deserving, Alleluia. Hell's gloomy gates yield up their key, paradise door thrown wide we see, never tiring be our quiring, Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes men laid on thee, grant us to live from death set free, this our greeting still repeating, Alleluia. Let the raising of my hands in prayer please you, like the evening oblation, Alleluia. Psalm 140. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch, O Lord, at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge. Spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the raising of my hands in prayer please you, like the evening oblation. Alleluia. You have brought me out from prison to give praise to your name. Alleluia. Psalm 141. With all my voice I cry to the Lord, with all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him, I tell him all my distress while my spirit faints within me, but you, O Lord, know my path. On the way I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is no one takes my part. I have no means of escape, no one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said, you are my refuge, all I have in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You have brought me out from prison to give praise to your name. Alleluia. The Son of God learned to obey through suffering, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Alleluia. A Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God learned to obey through suffering, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people at all, and now you are the people of God. Once you were outside the mercy, and now you have been given mercy. Responsory: the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, our life and our resurrection. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for your Catholic Church. May she reveal among the nations your kingdom of justice and holiness. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for the sick, the sorrowful, captives, and exiles. Show them your power and compassion. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for those who have lost you in the maze of life. Let them know once more the joy of coming home. Son of the living God, protect your people. Crucified and risen Saviour, you will come again in judgment. Be merciful to us sinners. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for all the living and those who have left this world in the hope of resurrection. Son of the living God, protect your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Since it is from you, God our Father, that redemption comes to us, your adopted children, look with favour on the family you love. Give true freedom to us and to all who believe in Christ, and bring us all alike to our eternal heritage. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.